to shareholders meeting to discuss the held March 8, 1982.
The speaker's in the back.
Dejo, orang ini nasib balik tu dua, ini perang macam apa orang ini tu, aku ni begini sedikit orang ini perang macam apa orang ini ni. Orang ini sekarang sini Roman, kaya ni orang ini, aku mau jadi sini.
Según digan la mata,
සිබුල්ලෙන්ලව අලනින් මයින් කම්පනෙන්ලව උපපතකට ගෝ ගුණුනාම්ලව සබක්ති කප්ති ගුණ්ල සුලි මයින් කම්පිටේ කප්තික ආහේනිව තාපුනින කමෙන් කුප්නි සබක්ති කම්මෙන්නි තන්න තාපුනම කම්පනෙදි නලුනෑගෙති තාපෝ කනු සබක්සබදක්ෂණ ඉලිපෑදිව නකුදුරක්ලව කන අම්මාමෙක්පන් ඉලිපෑ ඉන්න සබලික්ෂණන්නල සබසබාමිල ඊ සක්ෂණන්න නාකා කනු එකයුතිනෑ සක්මුන් ඉය ඉලිපෑ මාමිලු නෑකවන සුගේ ඉලිපෑ අනුනීරපෑ කනු For further explanation, if even after this meeting, Schaefer and Shaivin and Arger Singer had been working with Kamiku on plans, on subsistence protection, on jobs, and possible development of a red dog mine. At this time, I ask Norm Anderson to at least introduce this group, Norm, and a few words for you.
Thank you, Robert, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We signed our agreement or our letter of intent with the Nana Corporation today after a very busy year. And we are starting tonight to go to all the villages in the area and present this program to explain the Red Dog Project to all the people of the Nana region who want to come in here. So you're the trial balloon tonight. I hope you will give us some good advice on how we can improve the program and how we can best explain to the rest of the communities the project. A year ago, we invited Robert and John Schaefer and Roland Booth and Levi Lima, Don Argensinger, John Schaefer to come with us and visit some of our Canadian mines and our Greenland mine. We went over to Yellowknife, over to Pine Creek, and we went up to Resolute Bay to visit the Polaris mine, and then we went over to Greenland. And you'll be seeing many of the pictures tonight. Kamiko has had a 50-year experience of mining in the Arctic Circle area, and we're rather proud of it. We're rather proud of tonight that we're finally together, and we can hopefully launch a good project. I'd also like to compliment the NANA Mining Committee and the executive staff of NANA. They used the year very well since we went on that trip. They've negotiated hard, and I think I can say with some pride that we've got a good deal. I think NANA also feels that they have a good deal. And when you make an agreement, everybody feels they have a good deal in the agreement, and I think we have a good agreement. We're going to present the presentation tonight, and you can be the judge whether it's good or not. I think time will tell that it is good. And at the end of the program, there will be lots of opportunities for questions, and I hope you'll all keep that in your mind. So without ado, I'd like to introduce George.
slides again, you know, once. The Red Dog Project is important to NANA, to each of you as shareholders, and certainly to the Kaminko organization, because of the potential long-term impact on the economy of the NANA region. The Red Dog could prove to be one of the most important business developments in NANA's history. It will be an important one in Kaminko's history as well. This evening, we would like to share with you some of the information on the Red Dog and on our agreement with NANA. But first, I would like to briefly tell you a little bit about the Kaminko organization. Kaminko American is a wholly owned subsidiary of Kaminko Limited, a Canadian company based in Vancouver, British Columbia. Kaminko Limited was established in 1906 as a mining and smelting operation and has since grown into one of the world's largest resource companies. Today, Kaminko is a diversified producer of zinc, lead, silver, gold, and other metals, as well as coal, potash, chemicals, and fertilizers. The Kaminko organization is the world's largest combined producer of zinc and lead, supplying about 10% of the Western world's requirements. Kaminko American Incorporated, the largest wholly owned subsidiary in the Kaminko organization, is also a natural resource-oriented company. We have operations throughout the United States with headquarters in Spokane, Washington. Our diverse activities can be divided into four main areas: mining and exploration, oil and gas, chemicals and fertilizers, and electronic materials. Our involvement in the mining field includes the Magmont lead zinc mine in southeast Missouri, a phosphate mine near Garrison, Montana, and an extensive exploration program throughout the United States, primarily for zinc and lead, but also for gold, silver, diamonds, and other mineral products. Our geologists operate from regional offices in Anchorage, Fort Collins, Colorado, St. Charles, Missouri, and Spokane, Washington. Kaminko American began exploring in western and northwestern Alaska in 1975, with the majority of the exploration centering in the Noatak, Ambler, and Seward areas. However, our experience in the north is not limited to Alaska. Kaminko's mineral exploration teams have been in the north for, as Norm said, over 50 years. And their efforts have led to the successful development of the Pine Point zinc lead mine on the shores of Great Slave Lake and the Kahn gold mine near Yellowknife in Canada's Northwest Territories. Also, the Black Angel mine in Greenland. This is an interesting shot taken from the mine looking down on the town site. The mine is actually higher than the town because it goes into the cliffside. And as well, the Polaris zinc lead ore body on Little Cornwallis Island in the Canadian Arctic. The knowledge gained in exploring, developing, and operating the Arctic has given the Kaminko organization a depth of experience in northern mineral development unmatched by probably any other mining company in the world. This expertise will be utilized on the Red Dog project with key members of Cominco's existing Arctic operations serving on a management committee. If a mine is considered economically feasible, a select group of Cominco employees with Arctic experience will be transferred to the project to assist in starting the development and starting the operation of the mine and training the employees. Our exploration activities in northwestern Alaska have resulted in an intensive study of the geology of the area, with rocks containing zinc, lead, and silver identified in the Red Dog area. Although some of these rocks are exposed along the banks and slopes above Red Dog Creek, drilling was necessary to determine what minerals exist beneath the surface. Drilling is done with a hollow diamond bit from which the core is removed. The core contents are then analyzed to determine the metal content of the rock. Roland, would you like to say a few words about what's coming next in the local language?
Tahun na pagi dalam lekang, semin nak tilam ini, okah oral kami tutur ko agreement nak tiun, pan alex itu ni lagi kerja plan semin nak ini okah oral tetap di mana, wasi dapo dublai kami slide, kenyang naik kasih, semin tahun na pagi dating atau hilangun wakinya di PCR sih. Jadi orang yang telah kawan penyelesaian semua ada menanti lama di mana zinc kalau pakai kami zinc kalau lead kalau sulit ferrite. Banyak dolar kursi di semua penyelesaian di sini atau orang yang ini kalau semua ada menanti lama ini kami kami ralat banyak dolar di sisi kami ralat lepas di sisi ya.
Thank you. Zinc, lead, and silver, the types of mineralization found at the Red Dog, are three relatively basic but important metals. Zinc is a shiny bluish-white metal, with the major industrial uses being galvanizing and die casting. Galvanizing is a process in which an item is coated with zinc and it is a very effective rust prevention agent. Examples of galvanized products include nails, marine hardware, chain link fencing, metal light poles, heating ducts, steel siding, and garbage cans. Die cast products can be found in electrical appliances, toys, plumbing fixtures, and power tools. Zinc die-cast products are also found in cars and trucks, most notable examples being carburetors. Lead, like zinc, is a metal with many industrial uses, the biggest one being storage batteries of all types, but especially storage batteries for vehicles. Trailing a distant second in the use of lead is its use as an anti-knock additive to gasoline. Lead is also mixed with other metals to make various products. Alloys of lead and tin are used to make solder for joining metal surfaces and to make electrical connections. Bullets contain lead in alloy form. Silver is an attractive looking metal that is used by various industries and in many products. The largest user is the photographic industry, where silver is employed to coat film, as well as in the development of film. Silver is also used in coins, jewelry, silverware, tableware, and in surgery and in dentistry. coming now to the reconstruction tour of the North by the NANA leaders last year, and perhaps Roland would like to describe this part.
Okay, tema maningnya nun kada malin nyata shareholder dari kada maningnya sampai ambe saba kau ini hodi madiut maningnya tenik sebrek sahun lila berotun berita kau kamen kumpul ayuwa kada maningnya kami ini penyakit berdaya kita untuk digaduk asih temerja dari item and which minimum land all after in an application of safety lacking Canada woman and man in a rut become a polaris and I'm in a land I see the picker got the loop down the jet don't really mean don't have a black engine mine black engine mine that could become a suit really mean don't and look who you put Canada me Academy Canada me look on me My mom and me don't cook you the adult. Robert Luke, Mahalo, Levi Cleveland Luke, John Schaefer, John Shadley, and Don Arden Singer. Tapuma, Penetic Gadu, Hanuman in Yahoo, Lamanik, Amarogun, Nagoni Shakakun, Samma, Nagoni, Nuname Yogun, Nivoti Blue, Nivabutikame, Hanuman in Tamana. That downloads in Kavalok, Nagoni, gold, silver, and Anita Shalakam, Hanuman Judy Lam, and the Kadu. I see that gold to the Kamis like that, the Smakin Yasisi, Hanuk Pirati Lam.
Because of our interest in further exploring the Red Dog deposit in conjunction with NANA, last year, we invited six NANA leaders to tour Cominco's Northern Arctic operations to get to know the mining business as well as us and our company better, and for us to get to know more about NANA. The operations visited during the February 1981 tour included the Kahn Gold Mine in Yellowknife, the Pine Point Zinc-Lead Mine, the Polaris Zinc-Lead Mine in the High Canadian Arctic, Black Angel Mine in Greenland, and the Zinc-Lead Smelter and Refinery at Trail, British Columbia. These pictures that we've been looking at show various shots in various places. This one is taken at the Kahn Mine, a mile under the surface of the ground. So there's that Pine Point. This was at Polaris. Following the tour, NANA and Cominco agreed to conduct further exploration on the Red Dog this past summer. Based on the favorable results and discussions held over the past year, NANA and Cominco reached agreement on February 5th, 1982, just a month ago here in Kotzebue, to evaluate the Red Dog deposit, and if the evaluation is positive, to ultimately develop a mine at Red Dog.
Maningnya agaknya kenyal kita ni kami sebut kapita Atlantik maningnya agaknya sebelah rumahnya mengapa bersepak jing angin mati itu dua kapsenik maningnya agaknya kena kenyal kenyal kalau kapita sulit agreement dengan ini pokok pada kalau kapita dua perkhidmatan agreement dengan sign nak kami kapita bisyap jinne dua mengambil alu. Agreement nak jadi ni umama orang ni yutik red dog nak kita puna tapi mana lead zinc silver and barite terbenda agak macam semua kan itu nak dilama sebelah Allah macam sulit Kamana apikshana punna tadem tumanu agrapikshana tulichayikshana lo sule tamna tukkum napasikshana ili sawala wakatum apikshana tabatuma aktilama lo tema tabranga kanok isapikshana pun ulamne yuting naka ulamne yuting umuna kodik sikapin.
The agreement reached between Kaminko and Nana can be divided into three separate parts: the feasibility study, development and construction, and then finally production, when the mine is actually working and producing. The first part of the project, the feasibility study, is the most important part since it will tell us whether, how, and when the deposit can be brought into production. During the feasibility stage of the project, we will pay Nana $1.5 million upon signing the agreement, and $1 million annually or each year until production starts. The feasibility study will cover all aspects of the possibility of a mine, including some additional drilling of the ore body. This is the shot of the diamond drill rig on the Red Dog property. Metallurgical testing of the ore samples will be required to determine the amount and quality of the metal that can be recovered from the ore. On-site engineering work for the location of the mine support buildings and detailed environmental studies to ensure protection your environment and lifestyle will also be done. Mining by its nature changes the land, but through a long-standing commitment to environmental planning and restoration, Kaminko has shown that the adverse effects of mining can be greatly reduced. Controlling the impact of a mining project begins long before the first shovel of ore is moved. A detailed environmental inventory must be compiled on air, water, soil, wildlife, to name just a few of the areas of concern. Only a very small area will be affected by mining. Initially, the pit would be relatively small, perhaps covering 10 to 20 acres. And we have a model down here that we can put up on the table after the presentation and show you in more detail what's involved. We recognize the need for environmental protection for the satisfaction of local concerns, especially with regard to subsistence resources and activities, such as this slide here shows a fish drying scene from Greenlands, not too far from the mine at Marmorlake. At the Red Dog, our goal will be to minimize any unavoidable disturbance of land, water, and air conditions, to help manage possible impacts on wildlife, and to minimize any harmful consequences. The feasibility study could take from 1.5 to 2 years, or maybe more, to complete, with the decision to proceed based on the many economic, technical, environmental, social, financial, and governmental factors. Critical decision of whether to proceed with the project at that time will be made once the feasibility study has been completed and all the information has been analyzed. This is a big major decision, since many hundreds of millions of dollars will be needed to proceed. If all factors indicate that a mine is economically possible, construction could then begin.
Kasih, demek ini sahaja kami pun tetap nak pakai dah ikatin. ఈ సభలో ఉన్నటువంటి శుభయాగం అనులు టమట్టుమా ఉన్న అమల దీక్షణ సులి అనుగోళ నాగోని టమట్టుమా ఇంకో డాక్టర్మిగ అనిచ్చినే గాసిగమని అను అమల దీక్షణ ఈ సహాయలో ఉన్నటం తెలుసుకో తెలుసుకోవటాన్ని ఎందుకు శిక్షణ టమట్టమని కాబట్టి ఎక్కువ ఈ సహాయలో ఉండటం ఎమ్మ ఈ సాటి టమట్టుకో కట్టు వచ్చి కటిమ్మటికి గల ఉల్లిట్టు మెసి నప్పనే శిక్షణ అమ్మనే శిక్షణ డాక్టర్ అని షోటిం తెమ్మ ఔలాన్ని వాళ్ళు ఆశి ఔలాన్ని జ్ఞాపం అను అనుటు ఉవ ఉగులుబగ ప్రేమన్న సాయన హలువు డాక్టర్ మణి మణిజ్ఞవరిషక్త ఉవ ఔలాన్ని డాక్టర్ మణి ఒక్కొక్కరు ఉగులుబగ ఇయమని ఆశి తన ఈ సారణి తేమ అఖిలి అఖిలి సోసి గారు ఉకీరాపన్ ఆశి నప్పేసన్మిక్లాన్ నప్పేటిగుమి తేమ నప్పే ఋషి ఓలమ్మేలాన్ అప్తుమ అమే అభిరోషి హిగ్లాన్ తాత్మ మణి తేమ కిలి సోసి గారు ఆశి తాత్మ ఇది సారణ తన్న అక్తిలాంగలు కనుటోసి లాంగలు సులె కనుటు నమకో కోకుట్ ఇమ అక్తిలాంగని ఇది సరళవంశి శోభయ నకూరుని ఇన్యపన్ ఏమం మోడి క్షమని అక్తి క్షమని విద్యుడి కనుటు నక్తిలాక్షమ సులి కప్సిని ఇను హాసిపన్ తప్పుడని నుల్ల అభిక్షమాన్ని నిఖి కావక్షమాన్ని మక్కుడిగా ఇన్యక్సిడి నప్పే సాక్షి వాళ్ళు నప్పే సవను జన్మ నప్పే లిక్షణ మనుషుని నప్పే నే లిక్షణ ఉపక్షిస్తూ దీక్షితప్పుడు
One of the first steps in the construction process would to be provide a means of transportation between the Red Dog and the coast. The feasibility study will determine whether to use a road or a road. The railroad or road would be used initially to transport materials for development and operation, with the primary purpose being for hauling the concentrate, but once the mine is in production. The location of the Red Dog ore body near the surface indicates it could be developed by an open pit mining, which is less expensive and safer than underground mining. This is the mining method used at Pine Point, which is depicted in the picture here. A concentrator plant, support facilities, and storage yards would also be required. These would likely be at the mine site, but the feasibility study might show that it would be better to put these at the coast. There would also be a third, larger area set aside to dispose of ground-up waste rock removed from the ore. This is called tailings. A mine in a northern location needs to be self-sufficient so that there is no serious interruption in operations due to mechanical breakdowns of equipment. A heavy equipment repair shop would be needed, along with a machine shop and a place to do electrical repairs. There should also be a warehouse to store the parts and supplies that can only be brought in during the shipping season. Among the necessary supplies would be fuel, spare parts for equipment, and food and comfort for the people. Facilities for a laboratory, a training area, a medical treatment, as well as offices for the accounting, personnel, engineering, and administrative functions would also be required. In keeping with Nana's desires to avoid the establishment of a town site at or near the mine, a fly-in crew rotation system would be used at the Red Dog. The fly-in concept, which is common in northern areas, and in drilling operations, it involves the use of an air shuttle service to fly employees to and from their homes, with housing and food service provided for employees while working at the operation. This is a picture of the Greenock Black Angel mine in Greenland. Fly-in programs can involve short or extended tours of work. An appropriate work rotation schedule for INUPAC employees may be one that would involve a minimum disruption to their traditional family and subsistence-oriented lifestyle, with shorter periods of work and more frequent rotation. For example, 2 weeks of work followed by 2 weeks at home would allow local workers to return home frequently to spend time with their families and hunt or fish, as depicted in the slide here from Greenland. A substantial portion of a mine's investment in support facilities would be for accommodations and home comforts and for the employees working at the mine. This is a mess hall at the Greenex operation. The overall objective would be met at employees' needs for good food and adequate rest, as well as religious and recreational needs. This particular picture was taken at the gym in the Polaris operation. An all-weather airstrip would be necessary for transporting employees to and from the operation. It would also provide a vital link to other parts of Alaska. The airstrip would be capable of handling aircraft from other villages, as well as large transport aircraft direct from Anchorage on a year-round basis. The mining process used in an open pit operation is straightforward. Once the ore in the open pit is exposed, holes are drilled in the rock in predetermined patterns using track-mounted drilling machines. These holes would be charged with explosives to break the ore. Blasting schedules would be modified and rigidly controlled to accommodate the caribou migration periods. Heavy machines load the broken rock into large off-highway trucks for hauling to the concentrator. The concentrator would probably be located within a mile or two of the pit. The concentrator's primary function is to reduce the size of the rock to a powder fine slurry and then separate the useful metallic minerals from the ordinary rock particles. The concentrates would then be hauled on a regular basis by rail or by large trucks from the concentrator to the coast. During the shipping season, there would also be haulage of fuel and supplies from the coast to the mine. The concentrates would be stored in a large covered building at the port. During the shipping season, the concentrates would be shipped to smelters such as at the Kaminko Smelter and Trail, as depicted in this picture from the northern Canadian Arctic. Development of the Red Dog would provide significant employment opportunities for NANA shareholders and would also be a source of income to NANA as part of the corporation's overall economic development program. Maybe we can have Roland outline in the next section.
It level to dictionary, racking it down to see. Suit in of Nakna and Dot at Kamani. Sulisa of Dot, Tamara, Kitty Big Sanits, Nagan and the Big Sanits, Nakan and Big Sanits. Now we need the Matama name, Anita Kamada, Marasabo Nakshari Kami, 40 years ago. As he went to Bruna, and in Dolan Nelly Jute, Kansnik, Sabak the Kau Pisit Magan, Wa, Omona, Ilipsi. Isimarakshai, Buat jadi kapten ini, jadi kapten ini, anu si banyak sebab bila menyorang sangat, ini karena aku bisa naik sangat, ini nak kau, kau tinggi dulu, ini semangat ini bisa,
The employment policies and goals that Cominco American would utilize at the Red Dog would be similar to those used at our Polaris mine and would be designed to meet the following objectives. First, to hire area residents. The training and employment of NANA shareholders, their families, and other residents of the region is a top priority. We would also strongly encourage all contractors to employ NANA shareholders during the construction phase. In fact, many of the construction type jobs can carry over into the operating jobs. A second objective will be to obtain local input, a communication and consultation process that provides NANA an important role in the development of various personnel and operating practices will be established. Another objective is to provide competitive wages and benefits. The wages and benefits ultimately adopted would be comparable to those paid by other major employers for similar or related work. A fourth goal will be to minimize any negatives. Fourth goal will be to minimize any negative social and cultural impact. The transition to employment in a new industry coupled with the employment of individuals from outside the region could, without proper controls and programs, have an unfavorable impact on the people and villages in the region. Proper planning would alleviate or minimize any unfavorable impacts. An open pit mining operation offers a variety of employment opportunities ranging from highly skilled technical positions to semi-skilled or unskilled jobs. Although it is impossible to determine at this time the exact number of jobs that might be required at the Red Dog, reasonable estimates indicate that approximately 200 to 300 positions would be involved. These jobs would be in one of five major areas. The first major area is in the pit operations. Jobs include surveying, operating heavy equipment, such as ore hauling trucks, front-end loaders, bulldozers and graders, drill rigs, service vehicles and light trucks, as well as casual labor jobs. A second area is concentrator operations. Technical and maintenance skills are required to oversee the crushing and concentrating operations. Jobs range from operators to chemical analysts and laborers. Jobs would also be provided in shops and services. This involves a wide range of essential jobs, including heavy-duty mechanics, electricians, millwrights, plumbers, and pipe fitters, their helpers, and apprentices. People would also be needed for office services. The management, personnel, safety, and accounting functions of the operation are handled by an office staff. Jobs include professional and clerical positions. The fifth job area is engineering and geology services. People in this area plan future mining production and provide data on ore grades and the metal content of the ore. Civil, mechanical, electrical, and mining engineering services are also needed. Occupations include geologists, engineers, geological and survey technicians. Our exploration activities in the area have already provided a number of summer jobs for NANA shareholders, with an increasing number of jobs expected to be available this summer. Training is an important element in the employment process at any operation. Since mining would be new to this area, the first training priority would be to familiarize NANA shareholders and other local residents with the various jobs that would be available at the Red Dog. Specific training programs for the various jobs would be developed with the actual training conducted by Cominco, outside training schools, or in conjunction with local organizations such as NANA or the Kotzebue Technical Center. The majority of the job training programs would involve both classroom instruction and on-the-job training. Most job training would begin shortly before the start of the operation. However, some training would start long before commencement of operations and would typically involve initial training at other Cominco mines until the Red Dog begins operation itself.